Ikwaza FM lunch with Buster 929. Woo! Begging as the air. It's Buddha. Shout out to Smooter, man, getting a 5 out of 10 for Know Your World. Unfortunately, not beating yesterday's score of a 7 out of 10. So yesterday's score now remains the score to beat. If you happen to be the one we give a call to tomorrow, a 7 out of 10 is what you need to nail, my friend. But to be a contestant on the show, to play our game Know Your World, simply send the two words on our WhatsApp number 072-885-7702. Now we're going to cross over to a man who the world, the universe conspired for him to experience it all. It's Africa's Travel Indaba, an iconic African leisure trade show owned by South African Tourism. It's a perfect opportunity for networking, obtaining latest in global trends, local insights, and of course, knowledge sharing. Joining us on the line live from Durban is Neo Potoana. Good afternoon once again, Neo. Are you tired yet? Or are you still bouncy, wearing comfortable shoes?
Not really. See, there's sweet... You see, the thing is, there's sweets and liquors on every stall. Mm. So it's very much impossible for me to be tired. Mm. If anything, the sugar is running in my blood. Good afternoon to the people of Mpumalanga this afternoon. Welcome to Rise FM. We're talking to you live from the Durban Exhibition Center, as you said there, madam. We're busy with the Africa Travel Indaba, and we're here at the stall of the Mpumalanga Tourism and Parks Agency. Kandige, we've covered all regions or just a few regions that are there in Mpumalanga by talking to business owners and operators within the tourism sector that are here. Now, I'm going to be joined by the Inkangala Economic Development Agency's CEO, Dr. Mwoketsi. Doctor, thank you so much for your time, for joining us as well.
Thank you very much for having us, and indeed, good afternoon to all the listeners.
It's been tiring for some, because I understand there's been weeks of prep for you to be a part of this. Talk to us about the final day, which is first day today, as you see things pan out as you had planned, has it?
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's very important. Indaba is South Africa's pride.
Yeah.
It is the third largest travel and tourism exhibition in the world,
right,
after WTM in London, mm-hmm, and ITB in Germany.
Right.
This year, we are hitting record numbers. We have over 1,300 exhibitors from across South Africa.
Mm.
Here in Mpumalanga, we have so many products representing absolutely the pride,
yeah,
of the province of the rising sun.
Yeah,
we are here to put our best foot forward,
mm-hmm,
in making sure that people come and visit Mpumalanga,
mm-hmm,
so that we can be able to create jobs for our people,
mm-hmm,
so that we can be able to improve the tourism economy, and so that we can deal with the issue of poverty.
Yeah,
tourism is important to Mpumalanga. Because when the tourism grows, our people can be able to be employed, mm-hmm, and to be able to support their family. So we are here with businesses to make sure that we can bring as many tourists,
mm-hmm,
to our region of Mpumalanga as much as possible.
There's somebody listening, Osenkangala, right now, and they are an operator in the tourism space. They're wondering, who is this CEO? How do we get to be a part of this? Talk to us about the agency and the work that it does, because I believe it also is the reason why you are here.
Absolutely. Recognizing the importance of growing tourism,
mm-hmm,
the Nkangala District Municipality formed a specialized agency,
mm-hmm,
called Nkangala Economic Development Agency. You see, government sometimes moves a little bit slow,
yeah,
but as an agency, we move fast,
mm-hmm,
so that we are able to make sure we help small businesses to be able to really do this. So what do we do? We have businesses here from Tembisi Lehani,
mm-hmm,
local municipality, JS Morocco, Steve Swete, Emma Lathleni, who are basically coming to really to expose,
mm-hmm,
their projects, but also to be able to do business with international,
mm-hmm,
buyers. We are going to buy our product. And we really want the people of Nkangala to benefit,
mm-hmm,
from such businesses, because when we are successful here, it means we will be able to create jobs when you go back home.
Mm. So before we let you go, there is that end result. You know, critics would say, but how does it help to have a one-day event? No matter how big it is in the world, how does it benefit businesses? Of course, those are people who are never here to see the connections being made from business to business and so forth, networks and so forth. But
What is the one thing you can point to and say this is as a result of this interaction, or what you wish to be as a result of this interaction for businesses in Mpumalanga and, of course, for the agents?
I mean, I can tell you right now, there is one of the small business development called Kadango Creations that makes beautiful Ndebele blankets, Ndebele hats, and Ndebele dresses. They just got a 250,000 business to sell to international buyers. Now, if Kadango Creations was not here, they would not be able to benefit from that. But most importantly, the businesses that we are making here will be felt back in Kangala next year, because we are selling this year for people who are going to be traveling to come into our region next year. Those people will be staying in B&Bs. They'll be staying in hotels. They will be using our transport in Kangala, and they will be creating jobs as a result of them. You remember, every 8 people that visit in Kangala, they create one job. So we want 1,000 of those people so that we create more and more jobs. So we are very grateful with the support that we get from the people of Nkangala, and so that we can be able to give us the energy to make sure these tourists come to our region. We compete with Etlanzeni, we compete with Hertzibande, but we are all one big family. We want our people in Nkangala to benefit so that we keep the jobs there.
Some of the exports right behind you here is a huge mural of Mayor Esther Mahlangu. And you would wonder if people who have to carry on and take the baton from her are actually rising up to the occasion right now. What do you say to young people? I mean, you spoke of blankets, and she's donning one here herself. And she's one of the greatest, if not the greatest, exports of the Ndebele culture. And the heart of it all is Mpumalanga. What would you say to encourage those who have to take the baton and move forward and keep on exporting what is in Mpumalanga and not available elsewhere in the world?
I mean, look, Nkangala represents the cultural heartland of Mpumalanga. Mama Esther Mahlangu, no Mama Esther Mgun. No people have ever promoted Asian and culture like they have. And you are right. Right now, they are also now starting to run classes for young people to be able to know how to do the beads, but also how to do the Ndebele painting. On this stall right here, we have 3 young entrepreneurs who specializes in beading and in Ndebele painting. So we're starting to see the young people coming. But to your point, that's not enough. We want them more. And we want the Ndebele people of Nkangala to be exceptionally proud of their culture and their tradition. And most importantly, by packaging it in a way that is respectful, it will be able to create jobs for our people. So we are very thankful for Umama Mahlangu, no Mama Mguni, for the work that they actually really continue to do. And we want to create, to encourage as many as youth, young people, to be able to take the Ndebele art, to get into the Ndebele arts and crafts. And lastly, we are working now on establishing a Ndebele cultural village in the district of JS Morok. That will be a center of pride for the people of Nkangala, where they will be able to come into touch with the culture, but also they will be able to learn the skills, so that when Mama goes, when her time comes, that she leaves an incredible legacy that should actually carry our province and our districts of Nkangala forward.
Dokotela, thank you so much for your time here on Rise FM this afternoon. We're talking there to the CEO, Dr. Moketsi, of the Nkangala Economic Development Agency. The standards that have been set are very high. Yeah. I mean, a trim on a 7-seat BMW is no joke at all if it says, you know, Ndebele culture. So the young people really have a lot. And of course, to you listening at home, there are a lot to do to exhibit now, wherever you are, the culture that is in Mpumalanga, and of course, the many people that are represented within the province. Sibonga kakhulu for your time this afternoon back to the team in studio. We're going to come back tomorrow as we continue here, bringing you a bit of what is here, for we have no time to encapsulate everything there is in this exhibition here at the Durban Exhibition Center. Back to you in studio.
Absolutely. We're going to sleep with one eye open because we don't want to miss tomorrow. You know when you get too excited about something and you know it's happening the next day, you don't want to sleep too deep because if you do, you're going to miss it. So Neo Potwana joining us on the line live from Africa's Travel in Daba. I loved everything about the closing, man. Classes for beading and painting for the little ones. You know, when one has been afforded an opportunity such as this one, they can't help but afford the same opportunity to those coming behind them as well. So this one proving to be amazing. Major success, especially today. But then again, if it's nice, you do it twice. And that's why we reconnect again with Neo Potwana Khosasa right here on Rise FM Lunch. That's Africa's Travel in Daba, the iconic African leisure trade show right here on your feel-good radio station. You are still listening to Rise FM Lunch with me, Lily Wakhamakofana. Donald, before I go, also, we're sharing your feedback on hashtag in your language in a bit.